Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Crypt Files, your once weekly follow up podcast of the hit, the in, and the and actual play D&D Let's Play We Play podcast.
Oh my God, Rhett.
I know, dude. What the fuck? So Ben just got to go and meet his mom, and holy shit, I was like trying so hard like not to like tear up. Like, oh,
it was so fucking heavy.
Ben's mom was like so epic. Like, to her outburst at like suggesting that she had anything to do with his demise, which is not exactly what I meant to say, but is like, you know, what
it was good
out.
To have that reaction, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
to
yeah,
kind of give
yeah.
you a, little, a better snapshot.
She's
of,
got some like some power,
and antithetical to who she is. Yeah. It's like I would never, yeah. Because you've all kind of mentioned some things like, oh, maybe she's evil, maybe she's doing these bad things, and I'm sitting here and it's like. No, she just wants to be a mom.
This was a good fleshing out of that issue. Like I felt like it was presented in a very kind of soft way. And her response was strong enough that it kind of quelled all
the whole little Ben thing too.
Yeah, Ben.
Oh my God, little Ben. Oh, I wanted to give little Ben
up,
a hug.
Looking up to you. Who
there was this part of me that was just like, I just want Ace to fall down the stairs and be like, "What's up, guys? I want to hang out too.
What's going on in here?"
I just kind of like threw that in there. It's like, this could happen.
I wanted so bad. I couldn't figure out how to work it into the whole thing, but I wanted so bad to like bring up the quilt because Ben's been wearing the quilt since he left.
Oh, that would have been a good signature. Like, see,
I mean, what do you think she was working on?
On that quilt. That's Ben's quilt.
Oh, I was going to say it to like little Ben where I was going to be like, oh yeah, my mom's a quilter too. Like, here's your quilt or whatever.
The thing that hit me the most was, she's not your biological mom.
Yeah, you know, and I made the decision as Ben a long time ago that he wasn't interested at all in who his dad was because he grew up with a single mom and all that. And
that didn't matter.
So I wasn't going to bring it up at all, like, because it kind of, I was thinking about it like, well.
But you have a biological mother out
there. Right. And so when she said that, it was like, wow, like a bomb dropped. But like to Ben, like I didn't want to ask any questions about them because like that doesn't matter to him.
Yeah. Mom is mom.
The really big thing I took away from that was her saying that like, oh, I pulled your soul, not Melora.
Yeah.
Which that feels like such a huge bomb.
She's
where I was like
big.
Oh, well also, yeah, like to speak to her power that she reached out and like yanked your soul out from where it was going.
Yeah.
But that also you this whole time thought, oh, well, Melora saved me.
Well, that,
I realized it was her.
I feel like that fits, and I don't know that it was necessarily planned. If it was, kudos. Well, if it wasn't, even more kudos that you seemed to follow Melora's plan, but were very ambivalent about it. Like, duty bound by it, but not really enthusiastic or like you really bought into it.
It wasn't even so much that I didn't buy into. You know, what I've said this before, but what I was really going for was I had watched The Phantom Menace. And Qui-Gon Jinn is like, well, if the Force wants it, you know, it'll happen.
Right.
And so that's what I was going for, was this idea of like, well, you know, the living Force.
But it turns out that part of that might have been because Melora didn't bring you back.
And but that's the thing that I didn't get an answer on, and I decided in the moment not to ask about it because it was like, you know, we were having these really big emotional beats, and I think
Ben, I like this question mark. It's
Ben
good.
Ben was kind of like, you know what, I guess in the end it might not matter. Like, we're closing in on this campaign, and ultimately. But the big thing is, like, she got the soul, but, like, she didn't know that, like, my body was... Like, she didn't resurrect the body.
Yeah, that's what's, like, left of you out there that we found.
Right. And
it's
so,
kind of a haphazard...
And there's the question...
But now it's reunited.
Right. Yeah, which is super fucking cool. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very powerful, but there's extents of that power... And in essence, it was not capturing the entirety of the soul, not being able to bring somebody completely back, but only in her little domain.
And I love that image of like desperation that like she might even know that she couldn't bring a whole soul with her, but it was like didn't matter
the,
to her.
The part that the part that was important to her came with her.
Yeah. So does Ben have
like the little
back?
Kid?
Yeah,
playing with the train set. Right?
That's. I mean, take it how you want. But
it,
I
it wasn't
think, yeah,
just like in the moment. Like, oh, I remember everything. It's like
it's back. Yeah, it feels back.
Is the little kid there with you, or is he just like? Inside?
That's what I was like. Oh, is this gonna be like a buddy cop?
He's
like,
my Echo Knight now.
Yeah.
I send
my younger self out.
Yeah, I was curious about that because then with the kid going with him, I wonder, is he now not like a undead kind of corpse? Is he more complete now? Is he an actual like more human looking?
I feel like that's his memory. Like,
yeah,
that's his.
It's my soul, and the body is
like that chunk that was missing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the part that forgot everything.
I mean,
all the good times with
it's
Ace.
Your character, you know. Definitely, however you want to express it is where you, where how it should be expressed. For I sure. think, you know, for me, I think it's you still have that same body, the same kind of undead aspect.
Yeah,
it's just that soul is now more complete inside of it.
I'm definitely less dead now.
Definitely, less
I
dead.
Think that's like personal the whole full circle. Of like you think about the step the race or whatever you call it is. Called Reborn. And I think this is like really embodied that aspect. I've been reborn. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I never really called it Reborn before because.
You always called it Born Again.
Right. Yeah. Because.
And we hated you for it.
Yes. Let's go Israel.
He would not shut up about it.
I'm born again. I don't know if you guys know this, but I am yeah. born
New
again.
We've heard.
I kind of was, though. That's what's fucked up.
Did you just say Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I did. Melora Christ.
When were you born? 2022. Excuse me?
Thank you.
That was my second birth.
But I always, I kind of avoided using that term because...
it's a little loaded.
Well, because I also don't have some of the other character... traits like I have this whole history, this past with you guys and this type of stuff, and so it doesn't buy into the what the book says about the character and all this type of stuff. And I think like bringing my soul back is like I don't know, man, that's such a cool arc to complete that with.
Yeah,
you're on your way.
Yeah, so yeah, if anything, I do feel as though my body is the same. I was wondering that when he said that. I don't mm-hmm. Because I think like the damage has already been done, like all this type of stuff, but like I am much more whole inside and
where it matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, we never played in too much this idea of like, oh, Ben doesn't have memories or whatever, but I've talked about it before where,
and that's kind of what helped inform how this kind of went down, what this was. Like I had a lot of things where I knew what was going on with Igna and the backstory there, but that idea that you've played into of like not having all your memories.
Yeah,
I was like, well, what if all those memories are with Igna, with the kid, with like that's where those memories are.
So
that's
good.
Why you can't access them is because she's holding on to them. Oh. She's trying to, you know, just live that eternity as mother and son.
That's something that's super sad. In a beautiful way to me, like thinking of, okay, this was how she decided to go and what she wanted to see on the other side. Son.
Yeah,
she made her own heaven.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
and then you come in, and you fuck it all up.
And you're like, no, I'm just gonna take him.
Yeah,
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't. I'm joking, but like to
because
have
she wanted
this,
you to be whole.
To have this. This heaven experience, and she is doing absolutely what she loves for the rest of her life or afterlife.
Yeah,
I mean, we'll see what happens though. Because
to have somebody come in on that and like disturb it and kind of shake your world and everything that you thought happened didn't happen.
Well, I think
it's a huge tragedy,
more
but
of a peace
cool.
of mind.
Yeah,
I think for her than anything.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
and
yeah,
I think and she obviously
true.
Changed her mind about stuff too when I told her that like I'm out here even without all of my memories. I know that there's something going on in Quilton that needs fixed, and I know that, you know, that there's
she's
other
sacrificing her eternity to make sure that
you know that you have friends with you who care about
right.
you and want to see the best for you.
And I liked when she said that too. She's like, oh, well, that's the people that have the other part of your soul or whatever.
Yeah,
like, your friends.
But she also said they're the ones that
They're the ones that did this. You mm-hmm. did this to you.
That's life, you know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's life. My friends killed me.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the two aspects of Igna is that very loving mother, doting, and then very protective.
Yeah,
a very this is my son. Nothing is going to hurt him. Yeah. And I'm mad at anyone that hurts him.
Yeah, dude,
for sure. I love
so
that.
Good.
I love that.
It's so perfect.
It was. It was flawless. Yeah, I was like fighting back tears the whole time. Like, especially like, you know, I was like, "What are you gonna do, Mom?" And she's like talking to little Ben. I was like, "Oh, God, it hurts so good."
Yeah, yeah. Like metagame wise, like I wanted to be involved in that whole thing. I was just like, "Oh my God, I want to come play. I want to come play so bad."
It was, but at the same time, it was fun to watch.
Yeah, and it's, like, I mean that moment. I just wanted that to be.
There was the moment where it was like, "I'm just gonna say, you know, if I fall down the stairs, that's cool. But if I don't, I'm totally down to watch this whole thing play out, and I want to see what happens."
Mm-hmm.
That's a very metagame kind of thing where I was thinking about it. It was like, man, I want to be involved in this situation.
Or like, how can we get her to fight with us?
See,
like,
I love
pull her out of the tree.
Yeah, I love like when Ben gets his like one-on-one moments with people because he's just very like kind of direct or whatever.
Yeah,
and so I got to have these like short impactful little things I said, and then I got to watch Alex just like masterfully weave this thing with my mom.
Yeah.
And I was just like, anything I could say to get her to just like dig in more.
Yeah,
was,
Alex definitely made that
so flawless.
Definitely been thinking about this moment for a while. You know,
in
my head,
so
it's just
moments.
Igna and just, you know, Ben having a good time.
I heard me and Dash
And it just killed me because I've been thinking about it too. And, you know, you get it built up in your head for a long time. Like, we've done your guys' mom stuff a little bit. And when we started getting closer, I was like, you know, if it doesn't, like, like when we got to the tree and she wasn't there originally, I was like, maybe this is the best, you know, because I don't like,
I
was kind of like,
this.
You know, I was building it up in my head a little bit. And then what's crazy is like even building up your expectations of like what it's going to be and like how you want to act it out or whatever. Like Alex still managed to do something that I completely didn't expect, like going to the house, little Ben.
That was so good.
Her being a hag. Mm-hmm. Like adopted parents, like, and as soon as you said a witch I was thinking to myself interesting,
like, who are your adopted parents, like who are
your biological parents?
Yeah, who are your biological parents?
Don't know.
Season two of The Call Me.
What if we've met them already,
right?
We might have
and we didn't know.
Are you an ace?
I mean, with that, that was just something like the classic trope of, you know, you make a deal with a witch for your firstborn.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what happens to that firstborn? And I'm like, well, that's what I want to do. Like, that's part of it. It's like,
and
well,
that witch doesn't
the witch takes care of him.
Yeah.
The bitch.
I like that.
Excuse me?
That is my mother.
What'd you say? The witch actually has a soul and takes care of the child.
Damn, well, the bitch got a soul.
If anything, this season, this arc, The Calming, has taught us that not all witches are bad.
Witches are bad.
That's very
We've met two single
witches.
Bad witch, have we?
No.
All the bad people have been like
they've
priests.
All been very helpful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And librarians
and helping,
but that's the thing is you have some really powerful, strong moms out there that will do whatever they can to protect things.
That is,
you know,
that
and
is.
Then people are going to tell bad stories about them.
Yeah, that is
like
magic.
This dumb bitch.
This dumb.
I was just trying to use her kids for labor, like trying to like clean out these mines of coal, and she wouldn't let me use it, and she, you know, threw a fireball at me. She's terrible.
There's something like I love that too because like I don't know. This is getting way into the weeds of philosophy, but this idea too of like one of the ideas of like witches in general is like this departure from like the patriarchy, right? Mm-hmm. And like one of the things that like really separates like the patriarchy and like men and women in general is like child rearing, right? Like is one of the things you hear all the time is that like women are. They got to rise up. They got to be moms because they're going this thing, right? So it's like, I love that idea that, like, witchcraft is the ultimate departure from the patriarchy in a way. Mm-hmm. It is about power in its own way and knowledge, but it's also about, like, motherhood, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's an interesting
extreme
thing in
motherhood.
I'd like to think about some more while the microphones are not on because I'm sounding like an idiot.
But. No. I get what you're saying.
No, I understand.
It's an interesting thing because we think about witches and we're thinking about the end of, you know, when what's her name, Anya Taylor-Joy or whatever, she gets on the broomstick and flies.
Oh, in The Witch,
yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And no responsibilities, no nothing, right? But that's not...
It's the embodiment of, like... liberation,
right?
Right, in a lot of ways.
Right. Whereas, like, a lot
like
of times,
shedding
like
any sort of patriarchal,
right? Mm-hmm. Whereas, a lot of times, the opposite of the patriarchy is responsibility, right? It is like duty and responsibility to people.
What's funny is, and I know we're kind of patting ourselves on the back at this point, is that we're a group of dudes, and Alex somehow made this like the ultimate feminist like arc. Like,
well, it really has enough. Been about our moms.
Yeah.
Check out the new class we're all going to be teaching at Shemeca on women's studies. It's going to be real good.
You know, just five white dudes with beards.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll let you women know what the deal is.
It's called Shedding the Patriarchy with D&D. Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Yes.
I mean, if we're just going to talk about metagame, Ace is a pretty badass.
You've been very
barbarian.
Badass lately.
I mean, he's doing an immense amount of damage.
Yeah.
And constantly outputting that damage, which... part of me is like, I wish I didn't make characters that were so like overpowered, but at the same time, I was like, well,
yeah, there was a lot of hit points.
I know
that
how
were
to
damaged.
Make. I know how to make characters that
damage
do
the,
what they
the neat
are
thing,
designed to do.
About this one is maybe they don't need to be killed because this is the spirit, the embodiment of this area,
and that's a whole thing that has
the
to
other
do with
thing.
It too.
The exciting part about next time is the other aspect of Tarathrock is headed back to the community, where your dad is and where your mom is.
No,
and
I don't
where
think about that.
Coconut Bill is,
and where Simon's parents are waiting.
And that's right. So, yeah, they just got ported in. But I mean, like
the episode of Survivor.
It's not.
Where your loved ones
we are far from a safe teller's call.
Yeah,
for the creating this,
they're headed
where,
right to
this
part.
Where
like,
did you
though,
think we would?
That's
go.
Our trap.
In essence, I knew where you could go. It was like I'm going to send both of these aspects off, and you can kind of choose or split up.
You know,
one's going to be closer, and the other one's going to be over there. But well, you guys could have split up and went both ways.
I did feel like that was inevitable.
That's cool. I like that.
It's, you know,
you know,
a little
it's,
agency.
Put
a little
put shitty
your coal,
that you're gonna,
put your feet to the coals.
You know, make Ace never have his closure with his father. I mean, you know.
I mean, Ace had a lot of chances.
had your chances.
I hid behind a tree and pooped.
The funny thing is like you severed those ties.
Yeah.
Like we were
it
all
was
there.
All him.
So then for you to turn around and be like, "Are you gonna let Ace get a chance talk to his dad?" It's like I gave you so many arcs,
bro. Your dad is still alive.
Yeah. Better off
for
than
now.
Most of the
we'll
people in this group.
At least you know who your dad
see,
is.
This is an example.
I don't
either.
Yeah, neither does he. We don't know
who
our
dads are. You don't even know
who
your mother is.
I like that, like, our characters are so similar in our own ways, and like your mom is like this awesome, mighty cleric, and like mine's a witch.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was funny to me.
But before we go,
that's why our characters are the biggest feminists in this party.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Raised by single mothers.
Single mothers.
Sorry that I was raised
leaders.
In a healthy family.
What? Our families aren't healthy?
You don't think a single mom can do just as good as a two-parent household? You patriarchal bigoted fuck.
It's different.
You know what?
Okay.
I'm expecting to see your name on signups for Shedding the Patriarchy with D&D.
All right.
For summer term.
I'm logging onto the portal at Shemeca now.
The blackboard.
Yeah, we've already seen it on your computer, so we know what this is like.
But I do want to say, I want to mention that Craig, Big Craig, Mazel Tov, he was married, I think, back in September.
Oh, fantastic.
What?
And he is finally shipping off on his honeymoon, and he, I'm not going to hold him to it, but I am going to tell everybody on the internet and you guys that he said he's going to try to snag some items for a bag
while he's on a honeymoon.
And he's going to Spain.
Oh, hell yeah.
There
yeah.
He goes.
So,
hey, hola.
Craig.
Bring us back some.
Yep, they say that. They say that there.
Like the bullfight?
Hola, like hello.
Sure, but I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Olay would have been better.
I've been to Spain.
So
I
have I.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But great. They don't speak Spanish where I was. They speak this weird Catalan? French bastard thing.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Catalan, yeah.
Anyways.
Can you cut what you just said out?
French bastard thing?
Yeah, yeah.
That's their language.
I don't think they call it that.
You say, when you say thank you, you say merci.
Oh, that is weird.
Right. Yeah. It's the whole bastard part that I was kind of...
Why? They're French bastards.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Grab your swords and keep on adventuring.